Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning, and you're listening to Breakfast Business with me, Tom McEnany, standing in for Joe Lynham. Coming up in the show this morning, we'll hear about a new skills framework to future-proof retail banking in Ireland, as well as new research on the ties between French and Irish businesses. But first, a look at the papers this morning. In The Currency, Ian Keogh delves into a report by private equity group Renatus, which maintains that despite international turbulence, domestic deal-making has not only remained resilient, but is gaining momentum. Deal activity jumped by 18% year-on-year in the first half of 2025, with 244 deals recorded, which represented the strongest first half since records began. In the news pages of the Irish Independent, we're told that new mortgage lenders are disrupting the market by offering loans to borrowers who would normally be turned down. According to Charlie Weston, there are now 11 mortgage holders in the market offering a range of differing lending rates and setting different criteria for borrowers. And in the business section of the same paper, John Burns opines on foreign direct investment, making the case that home-born failings are as big a threat as tariffs. The government must accelerate home building to meet the need for 93,000 homes every year into the next decade. That's the lead story in the business section of the Irish Times this morning, which quotes a pre-budget submission by Davy Stockbrokers as saying that infrastructure gaps risk damaging the competitiveness of the Irish economy. The business section of the Examiner leads with a call by vintners for government to reduce the cost of alcohol by cutting excise duty by 10%. The story is based on a report by economist Tony Foley for the Drinks Industry Group of Ireland, which says that an average of 112 pubs are closing in Ireland every year. And the lead story in the Financial Times is that Germany's defence minister has told weapons makers to stop complaining and deliver on rearming Europe. He calls for production to increase to match his country's booming spending plans.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.